Welcome to TipTV Finance, where I'm joined by Bill Blaine, strategist at Mint Partners, who has sailed into the studio here. How are you today, Bill?
Feeling grand.
Okay, 6 days into the new regime of Theresa May. It's wonderful, isn't it?
Words fail me, and you know that words very seldom
fail. Yes, very rarely fail you.
Let's actually think this through in terms of markets. The politics is one thing. The fact that that woman is still there is another thing. But we've got to understand that markets are very much a function of the relationship between politics and confidence. And I think there's been some key data points that have come out in the last couple of days that tell us just how much trouble we're actually in. Since the election, we've seen immediate business confidence, admittedly a small sample, go through the floor. Yesterday, we saw the inflation numbers rising again. What is going to be the cumulative effect of on confidence, both business and consumer, of the current uncertainty? Because let's face it, the political situation, whatever it is, has created tremendous uncertainty. We had a country that was rather confident, probably a little bit full of itself, following the Brexit vote. We convinced ourselves we can do this. All the doomsayers and the Ramoners, forget them. We're going to get on and we're going to create something good. That has suddenly changed at a time when people are finding that because of the collapse in sterling again, they've got less money in their pocket, so they're going to spend less. We've got all the businesses turning around and saying, this uncertainty isn't good. Consumers are going to spend less, so let's cut back. And we have no idea what our future in Europe is going to look like, so let's put our spending plans on hold. And this all goes into an unvirtuous cycle of destruction, where because business confidence is collapsing and because consumers aren't spending so much because their confidence is collapsing, things continue to get worse. Now, what can turn it round? I hesitate to use the expression strong and stable government, because that's exactly what we don't have just now. And this is why, in a situation like this, you need change and you need dramatic change. The problem, of course, if we now look at the politics, is what could change? What could the Conservative Party put in place or bring in place that would suddenly make people feel more confident about the future? The problem is that we have lost confidence in most of the Tory leadership. This is a party that, after the Brexit vote last year, watched their previously popular Prime Minister disappear in ignominy, and now you have the same thing happening again. There are no players on the sideline. And this is why we have the extraordinary situation where, like it or loathe it, Jeremy Corbyn got less seats, but actually looks like a better solution. Now, that is, you know, that is the reality of politics. It's expectations and its confidence. So we're in a very uncertain moment at the moment.
But then again, I mean, you look at the other way around. You know, the pound fell a couple of cents. It's now got, I think, 1 cent back already. It's bouncing back. The FTSE has gone nowhere, so the FTSE hasn't really affected the FTSE. So isn't it the case that the markets don't really care whether there's a hung parliament or not, as long as Jeremy Corbyn's not standing in front, waving to everybody in front of 10 Downing Street? As long as Theresa May's there, the markets think that, you know, it's business as usual.
The markets, I don't think, are anticipating the likely effects. You know, markets are always pricing in expectations. That's why we have a market. But at the moment, if we look at what is going to drive the UK economy, we can split that into two things. The first on the FTSE maybe looks cheap because the market is expecting a sell-off and is expecting there to be trouble. And as we all know, the FTSE comprises an awful lot of stocks that make their money offshore and get paid in dollars or euros. When it comes to sterling, you know, people are saying, oh, this is a good time for us to be spending sterling. So there are other effects going on. But I think there is a real danger that unless this political situation starts to look better and we see confidence restored, then we're going to see a serious reversal of the very positive trend that we had after the Brexit referendum.
But I mean, so far nothing has really, you know, I mean, apart from what, you know, you squirm looking at Theresa May. But apart from that,
I think the market is still squirming. I think, you know, I sit on a trading floor of very noisy individuals who are not adverse to expressing their views. And these are guys who a month ago were talking about the Blessed Teresa. These are guys who are now saying, how has that woman the temerity not to shoot herself? There are two completely different views. All confidence in the political process that she represents has gone. Now, that's the view from one particularly virulent trading floor. But if we look across the whole market, I think there is still surprise that there's not an immediate solution. The fact we're still dancing around the DUP, and I'm sure they're all very good people and they love their mothers deeply, but the fact we're dancing around the DUP 7 days after the election staggers me.
But it's not 1974. I mean, that was the last political...
Well, it might well be.
You think?
I think 1974 is not a bad example. Edward Heath went to the country...
Who governs Britain?
...looking for a bigger majority on who governs Britain. You and I both remember that, which is sad.
Well, I was a child prodigy.
Yeah, I wasn't quite voting, put it that way. But he then lost. He had to go and jump into bed with the Irish, Northern Irish politicians, and then he subsequently lost the next election. I think it's going to be interesting from a political thing because, you know, realistically, we all know that Corbyn is not an option that the market is likely to like. But the fact is he's created enormous momentum, and I think the most interesting thing there is you suddenly see that the entire sensible wing of the Labour Party, desperate to get back in, all of them looking now for shadow cabinet positions, that speaks very well of the Labour Party reinventing itself and coming back and filling this space that Theresa May has failed to fill in the centre of UK politics.
The other point which I thought of a couple of days ago was that the longer Theresa May stays in, she may stay in and, you know, get away with it for months or years, but the longer she stays in, the stronger that makes Corbyn, the more likely he is to get to win big whenever the election is. So it's actually a false economy for her to stay in.
And I think the Tory party leadership and all the various grandees realise that. They see that things like yesterday, Jeremy Corbyn, loser, walking into Parliament and being greeted like the conquering hero. I mean, it truly is quite extraordinary. There are some fantastic memes going around, like, you know, 250 is a smaller number than 326. Do you understand that? You know, but it's at the moment, Labour has the chance of taking the ascendancy. And that might not be such a bad thing if they can pull together a shadow cabinet of real talent, because what happened in the Labour Party over the last 2 years has been the collapse of all talent as they walked away expecting Corbyn to self-destruct, whereas in fact what Corbyn now represents is a chance for the party to relaunch itself.
Even for Kensington and Chelsea, voted Labour. Can you believe it?
Well, stranger things have happened.
I'm surprised they know who they are.
Well, the thing I was really watching, and you can tell by my accent that I'm a Scot, and you know, absolutely delighted to see how well the non-SNP parties, both of them, all three of them, did extremely well in the election. But I now find it extraordinary that the most progressive party in the United Kingdom is the Scottish Conservatives. And they're going to try and get them to work with the DUP. I mean, I could say so much about how unlikely that is.
Unfortunately, we ran out of time. But Bill Blaine, strategist at Mint Partners, thank you very much for coming today.
Thank you.